this one, cause how's board game reviews for you? Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Go. Swinging Jive Cat Voodoo Lounge by Daily Magic Games. 2 to 5 players, 21 years of age or older. The playtime is recommended 90 minutes.
Tonight it's a new town and it's time to make the scene with some new friends. Fortunately, you've got an edge and that's the voodoo that you do so well. Papa Legba has interceded on your behalf and the Io are listening. So, pour some drinks, make some friends, and work your magic. Welcome to the Swinging Jive Cat Voodoo Lounge.
All right, so reviewing the game today, we have myself, John, we got Ruby, we got Calvin, mm-hmm. and his daughter, Brooklyn.
Ruby's 21.
And we've got the infamous Brian Gambrell, the man, the myth, the legend. All right, so
I would prefer the term notorious.
Or notorious. So yes, this game has a lot of weird, interesting things going on, and you are trying to basically collect a lot of points and stuff. So what's some good things we can say about this game?
So the good thing about the game, the components are really neat. You actually have little cocktails glasses that sit in front of you, which are where you put your monkeys to score. You have little clear plastic chips that go on the board. It's a really neat box, too.
There's some neat artwork on the
box. There's neat artwork, and part of it being the 21 and up is it actually has recipes for all these different drinks on each of the cards.
Yeah, we didn't find anything objectionable about the game that
Correct.
A child couldn't play because we had a child play it.
Right.
I think, but we weren't letting her drink.
I think they put the 21 or more age thing on it just because it's got these cocktail drink recipes.
Right. All right. So, cocktail drink recipes, I thought were good. Nice flavor to add to the game.
No pun intended.
Right.
Or was it?
Yeah, so what do you guys think was good about the game?
I would actually, there was a few of the cocktail drinks that I would personally like to try.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
So I'm going to borrow the game just so I can write down
yes, same
some
here.
Recipes.
I could see how this would be a good game to get hammered to.
Yeah.
Have some swing music playing in the background.
The reading of the rules seemed really long and
confusing. That's kind of the bad part, though.
Right.
We're doing good.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is when you get there, once you actually start playing, it was really easy to pick up.
It was
an easy game to learn once you get past the rules.
Reading them.
Yeah, there's a neat tactical element for scoring the points and stuff in there.
I like the game because you have the opportunity to, like, you can mess somebody over, but you can leave yourself enough room that it's hard for somebody to mess you over.
Okay. It's kind of like Risk, but with cocktails.
Mm. Okay. Did you have anything good about it, Brooklyn?
No.
I liked it all.
I thought it was a different game mechanic than you're used to seeing. It's not your typical running around or build it up. It had a building aspect, but then it had a competitive take it away aspect that it's a little different than your normal.
It's a little combination of stuff, yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on to the bad. What's some bad stuff we could take about this? I'll say it did not come with an actual shaker or any of the mixes to make the drinks. That was kind of bad.
I think we already mentioned the fact that
the reading of
the rules makes it sound more complicated than it is.
Right.
If, however, you are an experienced board gamer and are used to these kind of terminologies and these kind of rules, you probably won't have any problem. But if you're just someone picking it up, you kind of slog through it initially. And then you're like, what? But the little handy reference thing. And then once you actually start playing, you're like, oh, I get it. And it's really, it turns out to be easy.
Oh, the coaster that has the gamer aid on it. That's kind of nice.
I think that what they needed to do is explain, kind of, it's just an editing issue.
Yes.
Is explain how you score points before. Because then once you start explaining how points are scored, then the rest of the game makes sense.
Yeah, it all falls into line. Yeah.
See, I felt there was too much to actually keep track of on the board, because on one side of the board, you can score points by getting these things if they're in just the right place.
No, they're not points. They're
tokens.
Not tokens.
Yeah, so there's also a lot of other elements to the economy of the game. You have your skull tokens, you have the points, the values of your cards, which you spend to do stuff.
Which have two different versions. You can either use the points on the cards, or you can use the ability on the cards, but not both.
Right. You got to keep track of, does this person have something that makes me have to pay them to use this card?
Right.
Is there something on the right side of the board that I got to pay attention to? Because if I get that combination, then I get that card in front of me.
And points, yeah.
So, and then all the different ways to score the points, how do I get this giant cat into my...
It's not what I would call a casual game. It's going to be a game more like it that you're really going to have to sit down and...
Yeah, we're kind of in the other territory right now.
Yeah, it's not a beer and process game, which has got a simple mechanic that you can knock a game out.
All right, so we did kind of ooze into the other category.
Yeah, we oozed into the other category. We went from bad to other without saying.
That's fine. Did anybody have anything bad they wanted to say before we continue our oozing?
No, I really didn't. Other than the rules, the game was actually very, very enjoyable.
The art is really cool.
The concept is cool.
It is.
Right.
It's kind of like like that old video game. Was it
Leisure Suit Larry?
Yeah.
As a board game with drinking and sex.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes.
I don't have anything bad about it, but I do have one thing that I suggest not to do.
Oh, what's that?
Put the monkeys on the cup.
One of the suggestions, or one of the things that they say about the rules is you put the monkeys, because they have curved tails, around the base of your cocktail glass. It just became cumbersome to get them out, and someone knocked over the cups a couple of times. So
these are cocktail drinks.
Like martini
monkeys.
Drinks.
Monkeys, yeah. Because I know it's like, why are monkeys in this?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is something other. Reading through the rules, yes, it's 2 to 5 players, but they give you specialized rules for 2 or 3 players, where there's a little spots on the board that look like flying monkeys, and those in a full 5-person game have no effect, whereas in a 2 or 3-person game, they have an effect.
See, I'll say that I'll put that in the bad category, because to me it was like, well, I know we kind of were like, well, we'll just assume that's just a space that you just jump over, but it didn't actually say that
it
said what to do if it was 2 to 3.
No, it did.
Oh.
That's what I said.
Okay.
But I had to refine it because it was one sentence.
Oh, see, I didn't get that. I just got that we were just assuming.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. That wasn't a thing. So, where can people find this wonderful game if they want to play it? Because it is a really fun game.
It is a fun game. You should try it at least once. I would suggest getting somebody that's played it at least once before, maybe to make it go a little quicker.
Right.
Well, here's the obvious place to find the game, which is in the Scarab Game Library.
What?
Yes.
You can find this where?
The Scarab Game Library. Kids, don't drink.
It was a board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then I'm a come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.